Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you, so listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Glad you asked. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org. The final hour of the midday show with Andy and Randy, brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. What's got you down the Oregon-Auburn National Championship wormhole?
It's a clip on.
It just popped up.
Well, yeah, old clip.
I always love stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like games you totally, like you watched, but you kind of forgot the details.
I was like,
who
was the quarterback?
Like, oh, yeah.
Who was the quarterback? Because I remember Cam, because obviously Cam won the Heisman.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, did Cam play good in that game?
Played good in the fourth.
He threw a couple touchdowns, though. But I remember he was like, his back was messed up or something. I do remember that. Mm-hmm. But Dwyer had landed on the guy, got up and ran.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yep.
That was a deciding factor. Right? Obviously, Auburn kicks the winning field goal.
All right, hang on. This is a BCS National Championship game.
Who was the quarterback for Oregon?
I know. I can't remember. Now that was obviously LaMichael James. Oh, Darren Thomas.
Okay.
It was Darren Thomas was the quarterback.
Okay.
Remember LaMichael James was kind of the guy for them.
Because LaMichael James was the Heisman Finalist that year, wasn't he?
If he wasn't, he should have been.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good team. They had a good defense. They did a really good job against Auburn in that game. It came down to a field goal at the end. All right, let's talk to Wendy, who's in Lawrenceville. Hey, Wendy.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, Wendy.
Hi. So here's my question. Greg Gumbel passed away, as we all know. Mm-hmm. And I grew up watching him and his brother. And all the tributes start pouring in, and not one from his brother. And I am just very curious as to why he has not had any public comment.
I don't know.
I think a lot of times, I think people expect that too much. And it's his brother, so maybe he's hurting. Maybe he's there when he passed away.
Yeah.
There's so many different things when people ask questions like that.
I don't know their relationship.
Yeah, but. And that too. But, I mean, and with Winnie's question, it always makes me wonder, like, do people sit and wait for that?
I don't know.
You know what I mean?
I know.
And, like, wait for somebody's response to somebody dying. Or,
right.
Well, we didn't see you post anything about it, but yet I talked to him on the phone.
Right.
Or
right,
I called him or something like that.
Right. Again, that's his older brother. So, like, you know, he might just be devastated.
Yeah, could be.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, because I personally don't know anything about them.
I don't
know. As far as the relationship.
I don't know.
But, yeah.
What I do know is they're both incredible broadcasters.
Yes.
And had a huge impact on the sports broadcasting profession for a long time. I didn't know he was sick. You know, that's one of those things you just kind of hear. It's like, dang, really?
Yeah.
I also didn't realize how old he was.
Yeah.
Like, he'd just been on TV for so long. Certain guys just kind of freeze in time in my mind.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
It's like, I don't know what age I assign to certain broadcasters, but like James Brown is one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how old he is.
It was so crazy. They had,
but he's been the same age my whole life.
Dude, they had they showed a clip of the first ever show and James's hair. It was so full.
Okay.
It was so full.
Still black, though.
Yes, black.
100%
black. Yeah, but it was full. It was full of life. His hair was full of life. Yeah, JB's hair was full of life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But again, like, in my mind, and I guess maybe just because you watch it every single year, like, he's not any older than he used to be.
Right.
They're all the same age.
Yeah.
But, of course, they're humans and all that. Danny is in North Atlanta. Hey, Danny.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I just, after having followed the Atlanta Falcons my entire life, was 6 years old when they started the franchise. The Kirk Cousins signing was the worst contract signing, not only in Falcons history, in Atlanta sports history.
Whoa.
And as far as Raheem Morris is concerned, you're an NFL coach. Three times I saw him mismanage the clock in the first half against the Giants and in both halves against the Commanders. And finally, if anybody thinks the Falcons are going to win a Super Bowl with these two jokers, I suggest you get some psychological help. Have a good afternoon, Jeff.
Thank you, Danny. Danny probably feels pretty good getting that off his chest.
Yeah. Felt like he was sitting there.
Yeah.
You called them jokers.
Jokers. I always like joker as a positive term, like when people talk about like a really athletic football player.
Right.
That joker.
That joker right there,
when
man.
They use that one, that's how you know like an older guy has a lot of respect for a football player.
Yeah.
Ooh, that joker.
That joker right there.
I really like it.
You like it?
Yeah, I do. If someone says that about a football player, they mean it. You know?
Yeah. It's like a Jesse.
It's like, exactly.
Yeah.
It's like that's Jesse. A full-on compliment. Like, if you're, because it's like an older guy, right? Like, yes. you're only an older football guy is calling somebody a joker.
Yeah, you know? A joker or a Jesse.
Or yeah, he slung that Jesse in there. That's how you know. Wes hadn't said that since Matt Ryan.
I know, because he had a reason to say it.
But he's been slinging any Jessies in there.
He had a reason to say it.
But now Penix is out there slinging Jessies.
Yeah, he had no reason to say it until then.
Yeah. All right, Rich is in Alpharetta. Hey, Rich.
What's going on, guys? First of all, I hope y'all have a safe weekend coming up.
Me too.
I got three questions. What's a common misconception people have about you?
Oh.
Who's a better coach, Denzel and Remember the Titans or Samuel L. and Coach Carter? And give me a top three sports movies.
Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you, Rich.
Perception that people...
Common misperception or misconception about you.
I want to, like, rope rest people when they say you're nicer than I thought.
Nicer than you thought.
Yeah. Like, what the hell does that mean? Like, you don't know me to think that I'm not nice, because I'm nice to everybody.
That's true.
Even Abe, and I pick at Abe all the time, but mm-hmm. I always tell people this all the time. You better not mess with him. You better not mess with him while I'm around.
Mine is funny. Mine has to do with niceness, too. I don't like when people say that you're too nice, because I'm a friendly person.
Yes.
I have a very nice whatever. But, like, I'm not too nice.
No,
I'm doing great.
You got a little bad in you.
I'm exactly as nice as I need to be.
Yeah.
Because, you know, if the other part has to happen, then it will.
Yeah.
But it doesn't have to happen very often. I just think, what when people say that, what do they think they're saying? You know what I mean?
Am I
being nice? Is it holding me back?
I think.
Because I'm doing great.
I think they're insinuating that you can be taken advantage of.
Yes.
Which I cannot.
Yes.
Like, yes. Yes. Which is the right.
That's
and you're right.
Like.
You're right.
Or
right.
You're a pushover.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like that. And I know that for a fact. You're neither one of those.
I am not.
Yes. Like, I know that for a fact. You're neither one of those.
Because I've had people in this business say to me before, oh, you're too nice. It's like, well, I'm better at this than you are.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's not like you're trying to get me to put on something so you can have my job.
That wasn't very nice of me to say.
I literally just said, well, that is not nice.
I guess I'm not very nice.
I'll take Coach Boone.
Me too.
For Titans.
He was dealing with a
he
lot.
He was dealing with a whole lot. Okay. Now, I understand that Samuel in Richmond, California, it is what it is out there.
Sure.
Yes.
This but man this united man, a whole town.
This man. Like,
racially. Racial unity.
Yeah, racially. Yeah, I'm going to go with that one. And then top three sports movies. Remember the Titans?
Yeah, that's in mine. So we're already talking about it. I got Major League. Love Major League.
North Dallas 40.
Okay.
And... Oh, man. Probably Brian's song.
Okay.
I love Brian's song.
Those are good ones.
Yes.
Those are really good ones. Remember the Titans, Major League.
The original Longest Yard, definitely.
Man, I don't know. I love Tin Cup. I got to get a golf one in there. I'll put Tin Cup in there. Chris is in Douglasville. Hey, Chris.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Real quick, I just want to ask you guys, do you think that Raheem's personality is a good fit for the type of players we have? The reason I ask that is because
is it a what?
Good fit.
Oh, good fit. I'm sorry. Okay.
Is him being a player's coach a good fit for the personnel we have? Because I've always felt like we needed a real old school, hard nosed coach like a Rex Ryan, Bill Cowher, John Gruden, Mike Zimmer, Bill Belichick type. Because I don't think there's any other coach in the world that would have allowed Kyle Pitts' lack of effort to continue to go on week after week after week before you made a statement and said, we're going to bench this guy because that lack of effort is not acceptable on this team. And two, another thing that bothers me about this team is our lack of fundamentals, because why are we going up against Bryce Young, who is the shortest quarterback in the NFL, and not once did our D-line ever put their hands up to deflect any passes. Mm-hmm.
Right.
And also against Jaden Daniels, we've got guys completely losing contain, completely losing their gap integrity.
Yep.
And it's just like, where are the fundamentals with this team?
Yeah, right. Fair enough.
Fundamentals.
Yeah, we got it. Thank you. I don't think Raheem being friendly has anything
it
to do with that.
It has a damn thing to do with it.
Because, again, I think behind the scenes, he's just as fiery as anyone.
Yes.
Arthur Smith was a huge, like, curmudgeon, whatever you want to call
and
it.
And it didn't work.
And they were bad for 3 years.
I don't think personality of coaches in today's world, in today's NFL, Don't matter.
Now, the guys he mentioned, sure, it would be great to have Bill Cowher, Bill Belichick, or all those Hall of Fame coaches that he mentioned.
But those coaches don't exist nowadays. No, they just don't. It's a new day with these damn coaches.
Yeah.
Which I think is still dumb as hell. And they did bench Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
They pretty much benched him.
Yeah. I mean, I know everyone wants the public declaration of anger, but just watch the snap count.
Watch the snap count.
The guy didn't play.
Yeah.
In the second half of the season, they had Charlie Warner in there. They had Ross Dwelly in there. Like, Kyle Pitts got benched.
Yes.
So, you know, I feel like he did do that. All right, Kevin is in Brookhaven. Hey, Kevin.
Hey, guys. Hey. Thanks for taking my call. I'm glad I finally got through. It's probably about a two-part question. The first question, Randy, is a former football player, and watching the Falcons tackle, especially in the secondary, play that just comes to heart was, I think it was the second drive for the Commanders in the second half, where it's fourth down and five. Daniels dumps it off to one of the running backs.
Mm-hmm.
Bates gets him around the ankles. He's got him tied up.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think it was D. Alford comes in to hit him, and he just bounces off of him.
Yep.
He doesn't drive through it.
Yep.
And if he does, they don't get the first down. Absolutely. My eye.
Absolutely correct.
And I don't know how they teach tackling. Has it changed?
Well, I think
the
biggest thing,
they don't work on it
because they don't practice anymore. They don't thud up and practice anymore.
They don't teach tackling.
They don't teach tackling really. But I think we talked about that play. You weren't here that day. Me and Chris talked about that play. I was like, you got him.
That's on Chris Rodriguez, right? When they couldn't get him on the ground.
You got him. You got him. Yep. You got to take him to the ground. Exactly what we said.
Yep. Yeah. Again, back to the caller before that though. The fundamentals on defense certainly were lacking. They tackled very poorly.
Yeah, and it goes back to, like, we didn't ever tackle to the ground in practice, but we hit in practice. You know what I mean? And they don't wear pads enough. Mm-hmm. You know, I know, don't get me wrong. When Coach said no pads, I was, woo, hell yeah.
Sure.
But the thing about it was, we would hit enough to be able for him to say that.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's in the damn collective bargaining agreement.
Yeah.
We came off strike. And all we got was lighter practices.
No.
The owners got every damn thing else. Yeah. We got lighter practices.
People wanted money, guarantees, bigger percentage of the pie.
We got lighter practices.
How about this? How about no more two-a-days?
Yes.
And you guys don't have to wear pads that much.
That's the thing. They don't hit enough.
No, you're right.
No.
And it's an accumulation because it's not just the NFL guys that don't hit as much. It's on down.
Yeah.
So tackling across the board isn't what it was because people don't do it anymore.
Yeah.
I mean,
we don't hit no more.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
How do you fix it? I have no idea.
No.
I have no idea what the fix is.
Hit.
Just get right.
Because
you can't.
Even when you're in pads, they don't hit.
Right. That's the third day in a row that's happened.
We got to get that out of there.
All right. Scott's in Peachtree City. Hey, Scott.
What's up, fellas? Thanks for taking the call.
Thanks for calling, Scott.
All right. Well, first, I got a question for Randy, but Andy, man, did you forget about Caddyshack?
Oh, I do.
Another great one.
I do, yes. Caddyshack's really good.
Another great one.
It's more of a comedy than a sports movie, though, to me. You know what I mean? Like, does that make sense?
There's a lot of golf.
Yeah.
All right. So, Randy, your distaste for Truly is legendary. So, I got a would you rather drink a six-pack of Truly or have to rub one out with your kids watching?
Jeez, Scott, dump that. Goodness gracious,
like
you're banned forever.
You got to be that guy, huh,
you're banned
Scott?
For life.
You got to be that guy. Well, you got his number so I can text him and cuss his ass out. Thank you.
All right. Jamie is in Kennesaw. Hey, Jamie.
Hello.
Hi, Jamie.
Yeah. Hey, Andy, Randy.
Hello.
And, Randy, I don't know if you consume that bottle of whiskey. You did?
Yes.
Hopefully it was enjoyable. I have a dilemma. I have 30 people coming over for my wife's 50th birthday.
Okay.
All right. How much booze do I need to get?
You have 30 folks coming over.
30 people coming over for a 50th birthday party.
Yeah.
You always err on the side of too much because then you have leftovers, right? There's nothing wrong with having leftovers.
Well, why do you got to buy all the liquor? Tell somebody to bring some bottles.
No, I can't. You get to that point in your life and you got to buy it, right? You got to make up some shots and everything. let me ask, so what shot do you go to? Is the midnight, hey, victory, you know, like, hey, birthday shot?
All right, Jamie.
All right, dog.
Just a shot of whiskey. You pour them up. You know what I mean? I think you'll be all right. Let's get the takeaways of the day.
As our show heads into the final stretch, it's time for the takeaway of the day.
So I can many see achievements.
On Andy and Randy, but Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Can't quite get there.
Wait, by the way, Scott, I'm going to find you, dude. All right. Gamey meat does not taste like chicken. I will find you, Scott.
Duck is not protein. So don't be going to duck to get your protein.
Bill Belichick is prepping kids to play in the NFL, not be rocket scientists.
Yeah.
And Joe has to use his fingers because he's got things to do.
James Brown's hair was always black, but it used to be full of life.
Yes.
And I will not let this mitten disparagement continue.
Yeah, that's right. That's true. Whatever keeps your hands warm, you know what I mean? It's going to be cold out there, so bundle up, whether you wear gloves or mittens or whatever it is. We will talk to everyone tomorrow morning at 11, whether it's snowy or whatever. Have a great rest of your Thursday.
Watch out now!